You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, most of the nation's attention is focused on that little election that's coming in 14 months or so. But there is an election actually today in New York and Nevada, and they could have some political significance. They're special elections, and both of them might end up in losses for the Democrats, symbolic losses. Joining us now to explain, Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the political blog for our co-producer, WNYC. Good morning again.
Hi.
All right, we talked a little bit about this one in New York yesterday, but let's go over this one again. This is Anthony Weiner's old seat, and whoever gets it is going to be there very temporarily.
Yes. Remember, Anthony Weiner had the unfortunate photo scandal. He was a liberal firebrand, a darling of MSNBC, always had the zinging soundbite. So it was really sort of a leading liberal voice. This district, however, is not a heavily liberal Democratic district. It's been Obama only got just over 50% of the vote in 2008. So what's interesting here is now there's a Democrat who's running who was appointed by the party chairs in Queens and Brooklyn counties and the counties that are covered by this district. And he's just not really caught fire with the constituents. So the Republicans are looking at this district, looking at Anthony Weiner, looking at President Obama and saying this would be a great symbolic win for us to just come in and take this district.
If they could get it. But Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1 in this district.
By registration, 3-1. But it's important to note the Republican who's running is a guy named Bob Turner. And he ran against Anthony Weiner in 2010, so just a few months ago, and got 40% of the vote. So even against the incumbent, he did quite well. So it wouldn't be crazy if he did win, given that history. But symbolically, it certainly would be a punch in the gut for Democrats.
Absolutely. Although, again, how long would this person remain in office?
Well, just the remainder of Anthony Weiner's term. And then New York, of course, is losing two congressional districts
exactly.
because of redistricting. And this district could very well be targeted for that. So this may not be a long-serving congressman.
Symbolism may be the only thing that we're talking about here. All right. So let's move from New York to Nevada. And every report that I've seen says that this is going to be an easy win in this the election in Nevada. Is that the case?
It's certainly looking that way. This is a Republican district. It has always been a Republican district. This special election is happening because the congressman who represents it was tapped to replace John Ensign, who resigned amid this ethics and sex scandal. So the Republican is certainly expected to win. He's had the lead in a double-digit lead in polls as well as among early voting. So it wouldn't be a surprise if the Republicans keep this district.
So that's not really a symbolic win. The only thing that would be symbolic would be if the Democrat actually came from behind to win it.
Yeah. Well, what is interesting is, remember we had that upstate special election in May
yes.
where the Democrat came from behind and took the Republican district. And in that race, Medicare was a key talking point.
Absolutely.
That was the effort of the Democrat, Kate Marshall, who's running in this Nevada district early on to make this a referendum on the Paul Ryan Medicare plan and to do the same thing. And it just didn't hit the same way. And one of the interesting things is the Republican who's running, Mark Amaday, he actually ran an ad featuring his mother saying, your opponent is lying about my son. So that might be an effective strategy for Republicans looking to push back on these. Pulling out mom.
Well, you know, it's one thing that people may be watching for in this particular case is who people are blaming. I mean, there's no question that Congress is approval rating among the people is at a record low at this point. Mm-hmm. So people don't like Congress very much. So I guess in this particular these special elections don't always get huge turnouts. But they could get record low turnouts, right? I mean, this could just show some apathy on the part of people who are just universally unhappy with Congress.
There could be apathy, and it could be a referendum on the status quo. In the New York district, in New York 9, there was a poll that came out last week, and 74% of those polled said they thought America was on the wrong track. So folks are not happy with how things are going. In New York, are they going to blame President Barack Obama for that and say, I just can't vote for a Democrat right now? There's got to be a change. And Bob Turner is certainly a forceful voice for cutting spending. He has sort of Tea Party threads in his arguments about government spending. Or are they just going to stay home? And so in New York, that'll be interesting because turnout may be low, but it's all going to be about the turnout operation. And can the Democrats, can the unions, can the Democratic machine who is supporting the Democrat here just get their folks to the polls and prevent this symbolic victory for Republicans.
And like any other political event, it may have nothing to do with what we think it has to do with. I mean, it have nothing to do with President Obama. It may simply have to do with the fact that they're really mad at Anthony Weiner.
It could be. And that's what's important about New York 9. Everyone's going to say it's a referendum on President Barack Obama, but this district, again, has not been – it's registered heavily Democratic, but it's not been a liberal Democratic district. So if a Republican wins, it could be just in line with where the district is moving politically.
Well, let's talk then about Nevada, the special election in Nevada. Although the Republican is expected to win there fairly easily, have we seen any kind of change? You know, in Washington, we've seen a change in the tone. They saw the polls. They saw that the Americans were not happy with what seemed to be Republican obstructionism. Have we seen in Nevada as the candidates campaign, has that tone changed there as well?
Well, in Nevada, it's just not – it's sort of – Democrats have not spent big money. National Democrats have not spent big money. It's kind of like at this point it looks like the Republicans got it safe, and so it's not worth that much of an interesting campaign at this point, because it's a reliably Republican district, and it's expected this Republican is also going to win and keep it that way.
So Anna Sale, out of these, obviously, if we're not going to take a look at the Nevada special election, is there any way in which the New York special election tells us anything other than local? I mean, this is, as always, is this just about local politics?
It's local politics, but it would be a huge symbolic defeat for Democrats. And also something to watch is how do independent voters break. I mean, how much do they, if the Republican wins, does he get a huge amount of support from independent voters? How many Democrats does he draw? Just looking at that breakdown of where voters go and trying to get a sense of what was the deciding issue. Was it dissatisfaction with Washington? Was it dissatisfaction with the economy? If the Democrat wins, did folks come out because they were afraid of losing Medicare and Social Security, which is another issue that came up high in polls for Democrats, for folks who were leaning towards the Democratic candidate here? So those are all things to look at and kind of look and see what might this tell us about 2012. What should Democrats run on? How vulnerable are they? But again, it's a special election. Turnout will be low. So the narrative will be interesting, but the real meaning is
pundits
always
beware. And that's Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, which is the political blog for our co-producer WNYC. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
You can get more coverage at the website for It's a Free Country, but definitely give us your take if you have thoughts. 8778 My Take.